Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Dave Nachmanoff is ready to get back to performing live. The singer-songwriter is from Davis and might be best known as the guitarist and opening act for Al Stewart. He's put together a new band and is ready to rock for a good cause. Dave and the Usual Culprits will perform January 25th at the Winters Opera House. They'll be playing Dave's concept album, Spinoza's Dream, as a fundraiser for Yolo County's Meals on Wheels. Dave brought the band along and recorded a couple of songs here at Cap Radio this morning, and we're going to listen to them in just a little bit. But first, he's going to join us in studio along with Joy Cohan, the executive director of Yolo County's Meals on Wheels. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I appreciate the cardigan that you're wearing, Joy, in the spirit of music. It's a piano cardigan. So,
nice. Yes, as though it could be seen.
Yes. Well, Dave, I want to start off with you. Just talk to our listeners and me. Give us a little bit about yourself and your work, because you've been doing this for quite some time locally.
Quite some time, yeah. And I've been playing since I was about 9 years old. And been playing professionally since 1997. So I spent, as you mentioned, about 17 years touring with Al Stewart, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and doing my own work as well all over the country and sometimes in Europe and Canada. And then, of course, in 2020, everything changed.
And what happened?
Well, there was a little thing called a pandemic.
Joking.
Yeah. And it certainly changed my life because I had been primarily a touring musician. And I have a small studio and I do some recording and production for people, and I pivoted and basically became a full-time recording engineer producer and stopped performing altogether for a number of years.
Well, and that's changing now.
And it's changing.
That must just feel so good, especially given the reason why you had to stop performing.
Right. It wasn't like I didn't like to perform anymore. It stopped like it did for a lot of people. And for various reasons, I was particularly careful and cautious about getting back into it. So it's taken me a little longer than some musicians to get back out there. But this last year or so, I've started to get back out. And the strange thing is thanks to my next-door neighbor, Steve, I'll give a shout-out to him, I started jamming with Steve and an old friend of mine, Martin Lewis, and it turned into a band, which was never my original intent. Turns out Steve doesn't actually like to perform in front of other people. So that he is no longer part of the band, but I appreciate that all starting. And Martin isn't able to join us for this show or for today's broadcast because he's having some health issues with his arm just at the moment. But anyway, those guys were kind of what got it started, and it evolved. I swore I was never going to do another band, but I love my band very much and super happy to be able to present this album with the band. Because back in 2017, I was on this show. I was on Insight and performed, I think, at the Geary Theater in Sacramento doing the entire album. But it was just me by myself, which was cool, but not the same. So I'm really looking forward to this show with full band.
And we're going to get a little taste of it right now.
Right.
So the band is The Usual Culprits, and you joined us this morning. We recorded here at Cap Radio, so it's practically a live performance. We're going to listen to one of the songs that you performed just like an hour ago, and this is the title track of the album, Spinoza's Dream.
Baruch, but now I'm Benedict. They called me heretic, but still I'm blessed. I had a dream, saw it was all the same. Nature and God, two names for everything. Words, they land in silence like the snow on the canal. How many years until they hear me and understand the dream I had and realize the oneness of it all? And in my dream, I saw the evidence of peace and tolerance in every heart. I wrote it down in geometric proof to try to share the truth with one and all. But my words, they land in silence like the snow on the canal. How many years until they hear me understand the dream I had, realize the oneness of it all. Here to try to make things clear, and still I'm blessed, and still I'm blessed, and still I'm blessed.
Thank you for getting back to live performing, Dave. That is amazing. And if you're just listening to Inside right now, we were just listening to Dave Nachmanoff and The Usual Culprits playing the title track of their album Spinoza's Dream. It was recorded here at Cap Radio earlier this morning. This is a great opportunity to bring Joy Cohan in from Meals on Wheels, because Dave and his band, they're performing a benefit concert to benefit Meals on Wheels in Yolo County. How did you team up with Dave Nachmanoff and The Usual Culprits?
Well, I've known Dave for a number of years. We got to know one another at Congregation Beit HaVarim in Davis, where we're both congregants, and our families have known each other for quite some time. There's a larger circle there of folks who we know and who are supportive both of Dave and his musical pursuits and of Meals on Wheels Yolo County and our pursuits to nourish and engage seniors in Yolo County. So actually, there's a congregant at Beit HaVarim, Sarah Pattison and her husband Tom Pattison, who are also donors for Meals on Wheels Yolo County, who had this terrific idea. What if I sponsor a concert, a benefit concert to benefit Meals on Wheels? To basically say, hey, I'm going to make an investment, a donation, and build upon that by engaging Dave and his band to perform.
And this benefit concert is next week, January 25th, at the Winters Opera House. Tickets are now on sale. This, of course, is going to Meals on Wheels in your county. Can you tell us about the need right now?
Absolutely. We are serving 1,000 seniors countywide in all parts of Yolo County, be they in incorporated cities or in the vast rural areas of the county. That's a 250% increase in the past 3 years.
Wow.
Some of that need was driven by the impacts of the pandemic. Some of it was the fact that we were just kind of underserving all along, that there was more investment needed in the capacity of the organization. So we were very blessed to have one-time public funding, American Rescue Plan funding, that came to us mainly through Yolo County, a little bit through the Agency on Aging Area 4 locally, that helped us build up that capacity to serve this many seniors. But the reality is, per the 2020 census, there's about 8,100 seniors living in poverty and typically food insecure as a result in Yolo County. So we've got our work cut out for us at the same time that some of this public funding is starting to drift away.
Hmm. Dave, I mean, just hearing this, I love that not only were you selfishly thinking in a good way and to our benefit as people who love music, that you wanted to get back into performing, right? Because it fills a need for yourself, but you're getting back to performing and also helping your community in Yolo County. It's this wonderful symbiotic relationship that you're starting. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely thrilled. Before the pandemic, actually, I'd done a number of other sponsored fundraising concerts for a couple different causes, mostly local organizations, and occasionally in other states too, in other places. And it was the most satisfying, wonderful work I've ever done in music. I mean, and I decided that's really what I want to do. And I was actually kind of gearing up to start moving in that direction before the pandemic hit. Now that I'm back, it's enough just trying to get playing again. But thanks to the generosity of Sarah and Tom, who had this idea, they were big fans of this album, and they particularly liked it when I did the original CD release for it and I explained the connections between the philosophers and the songs, because it's kind of a concept album where each song relates to a different philosopher. So one of the things that Sarah stipulated was if we did this, she wanted me to introduce the songs and talk about those connections a bit. So I'll be doing that at the show.
And is this
in Winters?
Is this the only live performance concert that you're planning, or if people want to see you elsewhere, how can they find that out?
Right. Well, because of the excitement about this new band, I'm trying to get out more in this area. I used to play maybe once or twice a year in Sacramento, Davis, and I'd play everywhere else. Now I'm trying to play more locally because that's where my band is. So we're going to be at the Side Door in Sacramento on February 21st. Let me make sure I get that right.
We also have a link on our website to your show page.
Yeah, and some other things moving into the new year. So and we're happy to find other things. So if anybody can find my website, if there's somewhere they'd like to have us come play, send me an email. Also, if we can do more things where we can help raise some money for a good cause, that's definitely something I'm interested in. So reach out.
Dave and Joy, thank you so much for joining us today. And Dave, it's been a long day for you here at Cap Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Great to meet you. Thanks for having us.
Joy Cohan is the executive director for Yolo County's Meal on Wheels. Dave Nachmanoff is a singer-songwriter, and he is performing with his band The Usual Culprits on January 25th, that's next week, at Winter's Opera House, and proceeds will benefit Meals on Wheels in Yolo County. We have more information on our Insight page. Well, we're going to let the band take us out today. This is Temptation. The single was recorded here at Cap Radio this morning. Have a great day. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We will catch you back here tomorrow.
And it seems like we're struggling still. When we toss and we turn through the long sleepless night, like a battle inside, trying to do what is right. I know that it's bad, but it looks so good. And it's not always easy to do what we know that it's not always easy to do what we know that we should.